You might have heard the sad news stories recently about collisions on the ski pistes in Switzerland and neighbouring France. Just to put these into perspective though, snow sports are generally safe and the risk of injury whilst enjoying them remains low. There are somewhere between 2 and 4 injuries for every 1,000 days spent on the slopes, which means that most of us will enjoy skiing and snowboarding for most of our lives and not sustain any significant injury. But it's still important to know what to do if you are unlucky and an accident does happen. And if there's one injury that we all dread, it's a knee injury. So ahead of the ski week breaks that will soon be upon us, time to recap what to do if you're faced with this. The vast majority of knee injuries involve damage to ligaments. There are 4 main ones in the knee that can become stretched, sprained, or torn, ruptured, to varying degrees. The knee ligament that's particularly vulnerable in winter sports, especially for skiers, is called the medial collateral ligament. It's found on the inner side of the knee and helps to protect and stabilise the joint by limiting the amount of side-to-side movement. All knee ligament injuries, though, tend to cause the same kind of symptoms: a popping or snapping sound or feeling at the time of injury, knee swelling due to bleeding from the damaged ligament, pain around the knee, abnormal movement of the knee or a feeling that the knee is giving way if you try to stand on it, and sometimes bruising of the skin around the knee. Obviously, the severity of these symptoms will depend on the degree of injury to the ligament. A minor sprain will cause less in the way of symptoms than a complete ligament tear. So what should you do if you suspect a serious knee injury up the mountain? Imagine you're skiing with some friends on a beautiful sunny day. One of them falls whilst carving a turn at speed and is crying out in pain, unable to move their knee. First, you need to assess the accident scene and protect from danger. Don't rush in to help if it's not safe to do so. Think about potential dangers such as other skiers or avalanches or falling rocks, depending on where you are. Use a pair of crossed skis uphill from the accident scene to alert other people. Next, make a quick assessment of what has happened. You know that your friend is conscious and breathing because they're talking to you, so you don't need to put them into the recovery position or start CPR. You also know that they're in pain with their knee. Don't move them unless they're in danger, and don't take off their ski boots. It's clear that they can't ski down the mountain, so next you need to alert the ski patrol or emergency services. There may be a number for the local ski patrol on your ski pass or piste map. If you ski somewhere regularly, find it out and program it into your phone. In some resorts in Switzerland, including Verbier Quatre Vallées, you can use the Echo SOS app to alert the ski patrol directly. If you're off-piste, you may need to call 1414 for the Swiss Air Rescue Service, REGA. In other European countries, call 112. Then keep the injured person comfortable until help arrives. The most comfortable position for a swollen, injured knee is bent at 30 degrees, with something underneath the knee to support it. Carry a foil space blanket with you in your rucksack, the kind marathon runners have at the end of the race. Use this to keep the person warm. And don't give them anything to eat or drink. They may need surgery and so an anaesthetic. When the emergency rescue team arrive on the scene, tell them what's happened and what you've done to help. Hope that was a useful recap. Stay safe and enjoy those mountains. Catch this podcast again at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.